Joining us now from the Heritage Institute, Jay Green, to talk a little bit more about what's been happening with the Biden administration's policies and how this probably could have been avoided when we talk about the Texas synagogue incident where the suspect was killed by the FBI. Thankfully, no good guys were hurt in this. Hey, welcome back in, Jay. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I got to tell you, I think these Biden policies have really opened the door when it comes to screening who's getting into this country, allowing this 44-year-old British national who had a lengthy record and obviously some movement and activities in the past that would at least make the most common sense guy raise his eyebrows, was able to come into this country and do what he did. Thankfully, it ended good for the good guys, but... what about these policies and where we're at with this whole thing?
That's exactly right. Look, the federal government has limited resources. It can only look for so many bad guys out there and screen so many different kinds of people. But then you have to make priorities. You have to decide where are the threats likely to be coming from so that you know to concentrate your limited resources against those threats. And the Biden administration and the FBI leadership has declared that they think the biggest threat is coming from domestic terrorism, largely related to white nationalism. And they also, through the Department of Education, directed FBI resources to investigate parents protesting at school board meetings. And so, you know, if you focus your resources on protesting parents and domestic terrorism, then you miss these foreign threats. And I think that's exactly what happened in this instance.
You're absolutely right. And when you see the Justice Department now establishing this, I guess, specialized unit that's focused on domestic terrorism, it's right in line with the Biden policies. And for them to do that, to me, it's very politically motivated. It speaks to the overall policy when it comes to borders that, hey, it doesn't matter. Come on in. Forget the laws we've got on the books when it comes to this type of thing. We need all the voters we can get here. And then you've got the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, saying he's promising sweeping changes for immigration enforcement. It's not going in the right direction here.
Right. I think this is entirely politically motivated, as you say. And it's a shame because we need organizations like the FBI and Homeland Security to be protecting us. This is the key part of providing national security. And if the Biden administration chooses to use these institutions of national security to go after political opponents, like parents protesting at school board meetings or people protesting results of an election that you want to call domestic terrorists, then we're going to miss the real bad guys who do pose, you know, very serious, dangerous threats to the American people.
And this all could have been prevented, I do believe, down in Texas, you know, had the Biden administration done their due diligence. And I can't believe that it was a big secret. Nobody was aware of this guy, because even the folks that look at it a little bit when people get on planes and come in here, they had to have had some common sense and said, you know what? Yeah, this Malik Akram, 44-year-old British national. Look at this mess here, Bob. Yeah, but don't do much about it. Just let it go. We're not supposed to say anything. Move along. Nothing to see here. I mean, you and I, looking at this guy's photo and, you know, his picture of his record and his snapshot of who he is, probably would have raised a flag and said, yeah, probably not a good idea to let him to come in here.
You know, the Biden administration is also under a lot of political pressure from an organization called CARE, or the Council of American Islamic Relations. And they have applied a lot of political pressure to the Biden administration to not be looking in their direction for potential threats to national security. And what's more is the organization CARE has been agitating for the release of a convicted terrorist, Aifa Siddiqui, who's being held in prison with an 86-year sentence near Fort Worth. And it was this convicted terrorist that the British perpetrator entered the United States, took hostages in order to release. But CARE itself has been organizing dozens of rallies nationwide demanding her release, and they're whipping up folks at home and abroad to believe that she's an innocent victim of American Islamophobia.
Yeah, CARE is misguided in their mission here, and they need to start caring about what really is going on here. No doubt about that. Well, Jay Green, thank you so much. I appreciate you.